Tim Conway Jr. is next.
Tom Likas Show.
Thought if I could go back to high school, I would be such a slut.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Cindy Margolis is with us. She's in Playboy, and she's single. And I've
and
known
tell
her.
Them what you just did.
I set you up with a friend of mine.
Just there, on a commercial break, I got set up.
Yeah, because I've known Cindy for, well, since the early 80s.
All right.
And I called a friend
when
of mine.
I was in the womb.
Yes. I called a friend of mine who is single, and I said, hey, I got to set you up with Cindy Margolis, man. But you went out with another friend of mine in high school, but...
But I never went out with Matt.
But you never went out with...
Yeah, he was a hot cutie.
Yeah, studs, man. I hung out with some studly guys.
Oh, totally.
You gotta admit that.
Oh, yeah.
All right,
and you were a stud, too.
Yeah, right. Let's talk to... how about Charles in Santa Monica? You're on 97.1. How you doing?
Hey, Cindy.
Hey, Charles. How are you?
Hey, Timmy. I'm pretty good.
All right, man.
You're going to ask me
out? You know, I just want to let you know that I'm 6 feet tall. I've got a pretty good sex drive.
Well, she's in then. You're in, dude.
How old are you?
Well, I'm only 20 years old, and I'm also a virgin.
Oh, my gosh. You're not even going to believe this. One of my fantasies is to virginalize somebody.
Is that right?
Yes.
Wow.
I thought that would be creepy and illegal, but...
No, he's 20 years old. That's not illegal.
Okay, so why have you waited till you're 20?
That's totally cool, though,
by the way. That's totally cool.
By the way, not so cool.
That is the most unexpected answer I ever got. Yeah.
No, it is.
No, Cindy Margolis, one of her fantasies is to be with a virgin, a guy who's never had sex before.
Mm-hmm.
That is really hot.
And that's you?
That's totally me. I mean, I've tried to have sex, and it's really gone wrong. I mean, my D is fine,
right?
But everything else has just crashed on me.
Yeah, well, I mean, why aren't you getting chicks? And what do you do?
You
for
mean
I smoke a lot of weed, man.
Oh, I see. Okay. This is the guy. This is the guy who called up and busted Whitman's balls on the last night he was here, right?
I mean, that's why I listen to this show.
Wait, so it went wrong because you were stoned?
Yeah, this guy smokes way too much weed
to have sex. Trying to have sex, but he was too stoned to have sex.
If a guy is going to be with you, can he smoke weed? Can he occasionally just hit it?
Totally, with me. Right.
Absolutely. You got to smoke with Cindy, though.
Okay, we need to refocus here on Cindy here.
Yeah, we got to have you in sometime when Cindy comes back again and see if she'll devirginalize you, dude.
See? Right here in the studio.
Yeah, well, maybe not in the studio, but...
No, that's not happening in the studio.
Up at her place in the valley. All right, Babu, hold on a sec. Hey, get that guy's number. Let's see if that guy will come in sometime when Cindy comes back. And we'll introduce
goodness.
You to the virgin.
Oh, my goodness.
We got to have you on a regular basis now until you get married. Why don't you have a reality show?
Do you know how many people have called me to do that?
And what do you say, no?
The phone's been ringing off. I don't know. I mean, that would be fun. Maybe. Yeah.
What are you doing to keep busy other than bothering the president and taking your clothes off?
And Playboy and being a full-time mom, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, actually... I have been approached to do reality stars. So there's a show on VH1 that I'm going to be hosting called Cougars, actually.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm a little bit of a cougar because I've never dated anyone older than me. So maybe Matt would be my first older guy.
Well, you want to date a guy older than you? What's the age range? What are you looking for?
There is no age range.
No? You'll date a 20-year-old?
Well.
Or a 60-year-old?
No. I don't know. I've only dated a few guys, so we'll have to see.
Right.
It's not an age thing. It's that I want to meet them.
Okay. All right. Cindy Margolis is with us.
Was that the cougar?
I think it was. Yeah. It's Randy Rowe.
Is that a compliment?
Yeah. I don't even like the term cougars.
It's like MILF and cougars. Yeah. I don't know. It's cool. Just
I think
however you take
MILF is better than cougar.
That's just however you take it.
Yeah. All right. Cindy Margolis is with us. She's a single woman for the first time in her life. She's always been in relationships. You ever lived on your own?
Briefly, no. This is really my... Well, I'm not on my own because my children...
You got housekeepers and butlers.
Butlers and a concierge.
Yeah.
Spa,
how many people got working for you?
A nanny.
Just one nanny?
Mm-hmm.
And she takes care of those kids?
Well, I just drove over here and left my kids there by themselves to fend for themselves.
All right. Let's talk to Chris in North Hollywood. You're on 97.1. How are you, dude?
Oh, hey. How are you?
Hey, Cindy Margolis is single. You the dude?
To be honest with you, I am not the guy. I'm actually in a very, I'm in a committed relationship. I actually just wanted to call in. I just wanted to know this. For somebody that is as beautiful as Cindy, how do you not get approached all the time? And I'm not coming down on you. Like, I'm not busting your chops. I ask that sincerely. Like, how do you not get approached all the time?
I sincerely ask that, too.
Wait, you don't get approached at all?
No, well, I do, but it seemed like I did a lot more when I was married. It's almost like I have to put the ring back on.
You put it back on.
Everyone to approach me. No,
there's a ton of guys out there.
You know, well, I don't really go to clubs. I'm not out there. So that's the whole thing. Where do you go to meet people, you know, if you don't go to clubs? I do the internet. You know, I surf the internet and I do
you
the
look
match,
for guys on the internet?
The match.com thing.
You don't want to look on the internet. You definitely don't
want
to look on the
internet.
That's
why I'm here asking Tim to send me up.
It's too beautiful to look on the internet. And I'm talking about beautiful on the inside and the out. For anyone that does as much as you do to charity,
aww,
yeah, you can't look on the internet. You're going to get sleazeballs. Come on.
I know. That's why it's hard to find someone. Yeah. I really don't know if I'll be able to find somebody.
All right, buddy. Now, this Gina Grad gets hit on all the time. What was that restaurant you were at the other day a guy hit on you?
Oh, In-N-Out?
No, it was just like...
Oh, that's a good place to be in. In-N-Out.
That walked to your car after you or something?
Oh, yeah. That was right here on Wilshire.
What happened?
I was eating by myself because, like, you know, that's my thing. I like to just chill. And I was at this Indian restaurant. I was staring at this dude just kind of off in space. And I was like, that's the kind of guy that would harass me. Anyway, back to my, you know, chicken or whatever. I go to my car. I get in, I start it, and the dude followed me 2.5 blocks and is standing out in front of my car doing the, like, Grey Poupon, like, roll down your window thing. So I do, and he, do you want me to do the exact impression?
Yeah, the impression's great.
So he goes, oh, okay, roll down my window. And I go, hi, I'm sorry, can I help you with something? He's like, hello, please. I just need to tell you, please. You're so beautiful. You're beautiful. I love looking at you. I saw you in the restaurant. Please.
Hey. Are you Persian?
I think he might have been. And so I was kind of trying to, like, brush him off. I wasn't really feeling it, whatever. He's like, please. So what do I have to do to take a girl like you to lunch? Please.
Right.
And I go, well, ask my husband, I guess, which is what I always say.
Right.
Please, just lunch. Please. He won't mind. It's just lunch. And then I just kind of took off.
But wasn't he with a chick?
Please, that was my secretary, please.
Oh, I see. Please. All right, that's what you got to do is go out to eat lunch by yourself or dinner by yourself.
That's one thing that I just
can't do.
I wish that I could.
I admire her.
That's wonderful. I admire her.
I love it. It's just so relaxing. You don't have to deal with anyone. You just eat.
Right.
I eat what you want.
All right, let's take another call from one of these jokers here. Matt in Sherman Oaks, you're at 97.1 Free FM. Cindy Margolis is with us. How you doing?
Hey, Cindy, how are you?
Good, Matt. How are you?
Pretty good.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a banker.
What does that mean? What kind of banker?
A personal banker.
Personal banker. All right.
I set up accounts and loans and lines and whatnot.
That's pretty good. You work for a big bank?
Yeah, very big bank.
All right. That guy's probably making some decent money. How tall are you, dude?
About 6 feet.
You got kids?
I got one.
How old?
5 years old.
Ooh, perfect.
Yeah.
Girl or boy?
A little boy.
Ah, that's nice.
And, yeah, she's cute.
And what happened to the mom?
Oh, she's crazy. Nah, she lives
all
in
women
Texas.
Are crazy.
Yeah, did you make her crazy?
You have to know that. All women are crazy.
I don't know. She just, I don't know.
What do you do on weekends?
What I do on weekends?
Yeah, you go to the track?
I'm either at the gym, watching a movie, reading a book, you know, just
how old
play
are you?
Ball.
35. Do you like walks on the beach?
Do I like walks on the beach? Yeah.
Do you like going out to dinner?
Yes, I do.
Ah, you're dull as hell. Get out of here.
Wow, that was an interrogation there.
Jesus Christ. These people, like, yeah, they call up with them. The dullest folks on the planet. I like walking on the beach and having dinner. Yeah, well, guess what? Everybody does. Got to have something more interesting to say.
No, but that's okay. I don't need to be wined and dined. I'm a cheap date. I don't even like wine.
You're looking for some... You've been in a relationship or married your entire life.
Right.
You're looking for some guy to come into your life and really manhandle you. You know what I mean?
What does that mean?
I think you're looking for a guy that really... You know, not a guy who goes, yeah, I go to the movies and stuff. But a guy who goes, hey, this is where we're going. This is what we're doing. We're going to have a lot of fun. Come on, let's go. Vegas,
no,
let's go.
Wrong.
That's you. That's what you're looking for. All right, Darren. In Marina
just
Del
the
Rey.
Exact opposite of that.
No, that's who you think you are, but you get into relationships where the guy is like real passive. I think you need like a real overbearing guy.
Oh gosh, no.
You've had that.
I want to tell them what to do.
All right, Darren and Marina Del Rey, you're on 97.1.
How you doing?
All right, what do you got?
I am such a fan. I saw her on the red carpet at the MTV Movie Awards.
Aww.
Oh, yeah.
I like that.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Thank you.
All right, now you're single
See,
guy?
All they have to do is tell me that I'm beautiful and I'm
yes.
theirs. Yes. That's it.
All right.
Yep, single guy.
All right, you got kids?
No kids.
What do you think about kids?
I love them. I'm great with my niece and nephew. Their favorite uncle.
There you go.
That
and
sounds good.
How much are you making every year?
It doesn't matter.
Yes, it
Stop.
Does, Cindy. Please.
Okay.
I know better than you.
Oh, my goodness.
How much are you making?
140.
140. That's fine. All right.
Wait, did we say how old yet?
Yeah. Can you be in the valley by about 11:30?
Yeah, I could.
How old is he? You
38 years old.
Oh, that's good.
That's not bad.
That sounds good.
Yeah, 38 years old. And why haven't you not been married?
I was close, and I dodged the bullet, so not yet. I haven't found the right one.
All right.
Have I you, like his voice.
Have you seen Cindy on the internet?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, this sounds like a decent guy.
It does.
Have you ever been in jail?
Yes, I have.
For how long?
Oh, overnight. While I...
Wait, overnight for what?
DUI.
Oh, DUI.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right.
But he's honest.
How many DUIs?
So many guys are not honest.
Yeah. How many DUIs?
When was that?
Two of them, actually, Tim.
Two? Oh, Tim.
I like that you learned your lesson.
Jesus Christ.
And first of all, how close to home were you on either one of them?
Half a mile.
Oh, Babu, that's the worst.
I know.
Oh, man.
Wait, when did these happen, though?
How
old were
you when this happened?
When I was 30 and 2 years ago.
Oh, wow. All right, so are they both still on your record or just one of them?
Yeah, they are now. They changed the law, so they both are.
And what is the law? 10 years now?
Yep, they changed it 10 years.
Oh, Babu. You got to
watch
these guys.
I've learned.
Oh, man. So they stay on your... What is your car insurance? What do you pay a month?
I pay about $3,000 a year.
Jesus. For what kind of car?
I've got a Corvette and a BMW.
$3,000 a year, that's not bad, and they're not stinging you.
Yeah, they are.
Hello,
they are.
Can I get back to me? Jeez.
Yeah,
what are you talking about car insurance for?
I know, but I want to see what this guy is, you know, because a lot of guys out there, they're thinking, you know, once you got two DUIs, they really kill you on car insurance.
Okay, I would have no idea.
Cindy Margolis, you have no DUIs, right?
No.
All right, and she's looking for a guy who likes kids. And this might be a decent guy, other than the fact that, you know, you want your kids to be driven around by this clown.
Mistakes, right?
He seems nice.
Yeah, it seems like two mistakes, though.
I know.
Hey, the second one, you were close to home?
Oh, yeah, both of them. Half a mile from home.
Oh, it sucks, man. Oh, that's the worst.
I was bummed.
All right, what do you think? Too many DUIs?
Okay, I'm going to put a question mark there.
All right.
Maybe.
All right, hold on 1 second. Question mark on the guy who's drinking and driving. All right, Cindy Margolis is with us. You can go to playboy.com and sign up and you could win a date with Cindy.
But just call now.
But you can call as well. Call now
and
tell us a little bit about yourself, all right? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Cindy Margolis is with us. You can see her at cindymargolis.com and is the... What is it? Oh, I thought we did. Oh, we can continue. Okay. All right, let's talk to a Stuart. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How you doing?
Hi.
Hey.
Oh, you got a cute voice.
Thank you very much. You want to talk to Cindy?
Yeah, what
sure.
about me?
All right.
Gosh, should I set you up,
yes.
Tim? I think you're getting more
chemistry
than
man.
Me.
Well, the opportunity was there, you know. So.
Yeah.
All right. Sweet. Tell us about yourself.
Well, what about myself? I don't have a criminal record. I don't have any DWIs. I'm an actor. I'm not hurting for money.
Would we have seen you in anything?
I don't know. It's in Blades of Glory. You can look for me there. Uh-huh. World Trade Center. And that's about it. That's all I want to say.
Would you play in World Trade Center? You play a terrorist?
I was a firefighter. I was a firefighter in real life, and that was one of the prerequisites.
Hey,
like
firefighter.
Ooh,
and
look at this.
I did a little search and rescue. I can never quite figure out why they stick convalescent homes on the edge of wilderness. And so when the state, they decide to go shopping for a couple of days, and they take their bags with them, and they say, well, I'm going down the store, and some nurse nods. Okay. And so we got to go look for them. But other way, it's a good way to spend a couple of days in the forest.
That's pretty funny, dude. At least this guy has a sense of humor,
I
man.
I like him.
All right. You're in the running, dude. Hold on 1 sec. Let's get this email address for that guy.
How old was he?
How old was that guy? 43.
Really?
43 is not bad, huh?
No, that would be perfect.
That'd be perfect.
That would be a little bit older, and I've never been with someone older.
John in Long Beach, on 97.1 Free FM with Cindy Margolis. How you doing?
Good. How you guys doing?
All right, man. What's going on with you?
I just got back from Iraq. Would you date a soldier?
Wow. You bet,
totally.
Man.
Yeah.
What'd you do in Iraq?
We don't make a lot of money, so I don't know how that works out here in Southern Cal.
Doesn't matter at all.
What are we doing over there?
I'm in the infantry, so we were doing some decent stuff.
Yeah. By the way, I don't know if you read this, but July had the least amount of U.S. servicemen killed since the beginning of the war.
Yeah. Well, we left in May, so
you guys are kicking ass over there.
Yes.
Yeah, we're doing a good job.
Yeah.
No problem.
Awesome.
You're doing an excellent job. And so how long were you over in Iraq?
A year.
Wow.
A year.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, dude. And so you're back for a while?
I've been back, end of May, so June, around June 1st, around there.
All right. And
he deserves a date.
Yeah. You know, you should have gone over to entertain the troops. No. Were you ever asked to do that?
I have not.
You should have gone over there.
I should.
Yeah, they have USO tours. The guys would love it if you came over.
Yeah. All right, John, where do you live?
I live in Long Beach.
Long Beach. That's not bad.
Would you drive to the Valley?
The Valley? Sure, for her. She's gorgeous.
All right, tell us about yourself. What do you do when you're not killing terrorists?
The reason why I live in Southern Cal is to surf and ski in the same day. So that's what I like to do.
Have you ever done that?
Yeah, I tried in the wintertime. It's actually kind of a pain, but
yeah,
it just to say you did it, I guess. But
yeah,
I like to do active things, so.
Wow.
I like his voice.
Yeah, I'm probably more active than me. I literally probably would be exhausted just driving from the beach to the mountain.
Me too.
Yeah, you got a good gig, man. You got a good job.
All right, dude, that's pretty cool that you're over in Iraq, man. You guys are kicking ass, and every one of us back here was rooting for you.
Definitely.
You know?
Thanks, appreciate it.
Except
for sure.
CNN. CNN, well, they're rooting against you.
Yeah, they're not on our side.
No, they're not on your side at all, I'll tell you that.
Okay, how old is he?
Yeah, how old are you, Johnny?
I'm 30.
30 years old?
Okay,
but I can play at 40.
No.
I don't know.
No, 30's good. Bring it on.
Anybody goes through boot camp and becomes, a member of the United States Army, Marines, Air Force, Navy, and then also fights in Iraq and comes back alive is...
Hey, tell her she can't go on a date with me just because I'm in the Army. I mean, I can't have sympathy dates.
That's not a sympathy date.
Hey, John.
At all.
Dude, please. It all feels the same. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right, man. I'm sorry.
All right, hold on one sec. All right, I like that guy, John with the in the Army. All right, Cindy Margolis is with us, and you're doing a lot of charity work still, right? You got the whole charity thing going on?
The whole charity thing. Well, yes, to help families. That's
right.
Important.
And helping families become pregnant.
Yes, because actually they're saying that by the time in 5 years all the kids in school here, about 4 out of 5 will have been born through fertility procedures.
Is that right?
Yeah.
See, I feel so bad, and again, I'm not bragging. I hope that nobody hates me for saying this, but I just had like one test run with my wife to see, like the first time.
Of course, you smiled at her and you got pregnant, which happens.
We didn't the first time we didn't use a condom or anything. Like 3 years later, I got a child.
Okay,
now.
But you know
I get cookies.
Yeah, you get cookies.
You know what I have to say though, Tim, because people don't always know. Half the time, almost even more than half the time, it's a male issue. And
it is?
People don't realize that. So guys out there have to get their sperm checked.
Look at
that. That's what I have to say.
Wait a minute. Half the time?
And that's why it's always a women issue and the woman's self-esteem. And
I don't believe that. It's 50%?
50%. All you have to do, if you're trying to get pregnant, so many guys, the macho, and they think,
We weren't even trying.
Well, I know you, but if you're having, because of course you have super sperm, obviously.
Thank you very much, baby.
But, there, again, take my Playboy, go in and give your sample, and that's all you have to do. It's so easy for the guy. They just get to have fun. The woman has to be poked and prodded, and half the time it's a male issue.
Super sperm, which was my nickname, remember,
in
Birmingham?
Yeah. Yes, that's what we called you.
But no, I had, there are a lot of guys who, they want to have kids, and I always read that if you have a cell phone, and you keep it in your pocket, that it sort of depletes the potency of your sperm. And so for the longest time, I was walking around with a cell phone in each pocket.
Oh, really?
Thinking, hey, maybe I'll never have kids. And the first time it happened, boom! There you go.
Aww.
I got that little baby, man.
We'll see.
Yes.
A lot of people out there hate you right now.
All right. I know. Screw it. There's a lot of things I don't do well, but that I got lucky then. Danny in West L.A., you're on 97.1 Free FM with Cindy Margolis.
Babu.
Hey.
How you doing?
All right. What do you got going?
Hey, Danny.
How you doing, Cindy?
Great. How's it going?
So far, so good. I got on the air with you.
All right. You're 30 years old. What do you do for a living?
I actually do brain tumor research.
Brain tumor research?
Yes, sir.
Wow. Jesus. That's interesting.
I went to school for a while.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Yeah, a little longer than I did.
Yeah.
Smart.
I'm sorry?
I like that. That's smart.
Yeah, he's one of these guys that, unlike me, said that, you know, homework is important.
Unlike me, too. That's why I need a smart guy.
All right.
Parents kind of reinforced that, I think. That was a big issue.
Yeah, that's good for them.
And I've always wanted to marry a doctor.
Is that right?
Well, there you go.
Well, there you go. This is the perfect guy. He's a young doctor, too. How long have you been out of med school?
Just a year and a half.
Ah. All right. Where are you practicing?
I'm actually at UCLA.
Oh, UCLA. Doing some great work. Are you at the Mattel Hospital over there?
No. I don't do kids. I do just adults.
Right. All right. Well, this guy sounds like a decent dude.
Very decent.
Yeah. Have you all your hair still?
Yes, I do. Nice full head of hair.
Yeah, a lot of times at school will take that hair out of you.
Yeah.
All right. And what do you do on weekends? Have a good time.
Actually, on weekends, I do Aikido.
Fighting?
Martial arts.
All right. Well, that's a guy. Listen, he's a doctor that can kick ass if somebody breaks into
your
house.
I need that. I have a stalker right now.
You do?
Yeah. My one date would be a stalker.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, that sounds good.
How tall are you, dude?
I'm actually 5'6".
That's fine.
5'6"?
Yeah, I know. She's 5'7".
I'm really not 5'7". I just say that.
You're not 5'7"? How tall are you?
I'm like 5'6".
Are you 5'6"?
Jesus Christ.
That's fine. All right, Danny, you're a pretty decent guy. Hold on one sec. We'll give your email address to
Cindy. God, there's so many dates I'm going to get tonight.
Yeah, you can go out and enjoy these guys. When's the last time have you had sex since you've been single?
I have.
You have?
I've had fun, but I haven't had a date.
Right, but how many guys have you dated? Or how many guys have you gone out with?
I haven't dated at all.
How many guys have you gone out with since you've been...
What is the question?
How many dates have you gone on since you've been single?
I have not really gone on
dates. Not on one date?
No.
Is that right?
Not to be picked up and taken out to dinner and romanced or anything, no.
But you want that?
Yes, I want that. I live for romance. Hello.
All right, let's talk to Mitch in Studio City. You're on 97.1.
Hey.
Hey.
How's it going?
All right, what's up with you?
Not much. Hi.
Do you know who Cindy Margolis
Hello.
Is?
I'll be honest with you, no.
Okay, hang up. Done. Over. But.
Well, he's only 32 years old.
Only?
Yeah, look her up on the internet, dude, and call us back. All right, let's talk to Fernando in Pasadena. This is my guy here. Fernando, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how's it going?
All right, you're a bartender?
Yes, I am.
And you're 28 years old. Meet Cindy Margolis.
Hey,
how's it going, Cindy?
Good. So you're into the club scene?
Actually, I bartend at a restaurant right now, so it's not so much a club scene or anything.
What kind of restaurant?
I'm kind of embarrassed to say, but I'll tell you anyway. It's El Torito in Pasadena, so it's not too glamorous.
You can make a mean margarita?
I can make you a mean margarita, a nice martini, a Cosmo, whatever you want to drink, sweetie.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
I think El Torito's fine. I love El Torito.
Yeah,
there's no place in the valley that I can go for and find fried ice cream. I always slide into El Torito.
Mm-hmm.
They still serve that?
Yeah, they do. Actually, they do.
Jesus, I always thought that, man, you're asking for a heart attack if you're eating fried ice cream.
You know what? They don't fry it very long. It's for like 5 seconds. So
I understand that, but you put a coating of crap on ice cream and then stick it into hot, you know, boiling oil. You might as well just get into an ambulance when you're done.
Right.
All
right.
You're making me hungry.
Yeah, this Fernando guy's pretty cool. I like the salsa at El Torito.
I like it too.
Where would you take Cindy on the weekend?
God, you know, anywhere she wanted to go. I'd take her to dinner. I'd take her to the beach.
So that was a perfect answer. Anywhere she wanted to go, you could have stopped there. You had me at that.
All right. Do you get a discount at El Torito?
You know what? I do. And I would. And if she wanted it, I would totally give her my discount.
Yes.
So, yeah, totally.
All right, you can go out to Marina Del Rey and get a discount enchilada with this guy.
That was awesome.
All right. Hold on one sec. I like that, dude. At least, you know, these guys have a sense of humor about it, too.
And
you
they're
know?
Honest.
Yes,
I don't trust
the
men at all. I have trust issues. And these guys are great.
All right. Cindy Margolis, thank you for coming in.
Thank you so
you are
much.
The best.
I love you, Tim. So am I leaving with a hand? Full of dates?
Yeah, all these guys are going to give them we're going to give you their email addresses.
Okay.
And call us back if any of them work out.
Awesome.
And if any come in, like,
I'm going to remember which ones are which, right?
Oh, yeah. Any guy who stalks you, though, call us back. We'll take care of
them. Thanks.
All right, CindyMargolis.com, Playboy.com, and you can see her. The newest issue is out July.
And come to my, well, it's the indie now.
And it says Hot MILF, Cindy Margolis, sexy single, and ready to seduce you.
I'm ready.
All right,
baby.
Thanks for coming in, baby.
Thank you.
All right, this is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM.
One of my fantasies is to virginalize somebody.
Tim Conway Jr. is next.
Tom Likas Show.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. Joining us in studio from the John and Jeff Show are John and Jeff. Nice to see you, dudes.
Timmy boy.
What's up, Timmy?
How about that Cindy Margolis in here, man?
Tough act to follow.
There you go.
Yeah. God almighty.
She looks great.
Yeah, she does. She looks fantastic. She's in Playboy now. So if you want to buzz out and buy the July edition of Playboy, she's sitting in that thing.
You know something, Tim? The hottest women are very lonely. I heard the show coming in.
Yeah.
Because no one ever asks a hot woman out because they always assume she's going to say no.
Right.
So beautiful women like Cindy Margolis, Friday, Saturday night, they're at home.
Sitting by themselves.
They don't have the confidence to ask for the order.
Yeah. Well, listen, that's one of the reasons I was single for a long time. You know? When you got to put them like this, everyone assumes that I got a lot of chicks after me. All right. What's going on with that John and Jeff show?
All right. Some fallout from a topic we did last night on the show. I said on the air that if you cannot afford a good defense attorney, don't commit crime. So a lot of people think that I endorse the rich people to commit as much crime as possible because they can afford to get out of it.
Right.
Well, so we're gonna get involved in that a little bit more.
Good. Yeah. If the reason why the rich people do have better lawyers and get away with murder is because they've got a lot of money. The one way you can even that out is make yourselves a lot of money.
That's what I said. So if you're not making a lot of money, you shouldn't be committing crime.
Right. And you should never commit a crime that you can't retire off of. You know, don't rob a 7-Eleven, you know, rob a Brinks truck or a big bank and try to retire off it. Because you're going to go do the same amount of time, you know, whether you hold up a bank or you hold up a couple of 7-Elevens.
If you want to go down in flames.
Yeah.
So think big is the message.
Yes. And somebody once said, I think it was William Goldman when he was writing Butch Cassidy and Sundance Kid, he was told by somebody that crime doesn't pay. And his response was great. He said, if it didn't pay, it wouldn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
All right, John and Jeff are coming up immediately here. I'll be on tomorrow right after the Tom Likas Show. It is Tim Conway Jr. I'd like to thank Cindy Margolis for coming in. Tomorrow, Adam Carolla and Frank from the Frosty, Heidi, and Frank Show right here on the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM.
I go, hi, I'm sorry, can I help you with something? He's like, hello, please. I just need to tell you, please. You're so beautiful. You're beautiful. I love looking at you. I saw you in the restaurant. Please.
Hey. Are you Persian?
I think he might have been. And so I was kind of trying to brush him off. I wasn't really feeling it, whatever. He's like, please. So what do I have to do to take a girl like you to lunch? Please.
Right.
And I go, well, ask my husband, I guess, which is what I always say.
Right.
Please, just lunch. Please. He won't mind. It's just lunch. And then I just kind of took off.
But wasn't he with a chick?
Please. That was my secretary. Please.
Oh, I see. Please.